Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And we are talking about a new comic in A Plus magazine this week. Yeah. So we'll find out about the topic in a second.
Okay.
But first, tell me about your first few days or weeks in Taiwan.
My first few days or weeks in Taiwan, when I first came here for the first time, I was tired.
I was
jet-lagged. Of course, when you travel from far away, like from Europe or North America, you're tired for the first few days. But I think I was impressed with all the life and activity and excitement. Of course, I loved the warm weather. And I think I went to a night market the first night I was here. So that was great. I kind of, as we would say, I jumped in at the deep end. No McDonald's for me.
Nope.
None of that Western food. I was eating everything people would give me, and I pretty much liked it all.
Right.
How about you?
Well, I got here the day that the plum rain season started.
Wow, okay.
So it rained a whole lot in my first few weeks.
Did you know that would happen, or were you very surprised?
I was very surprised.
Okay.
So, yeah, I spent my first few weeks in Taiwan were very rainy and wet and also tiring. And, you know, I'm not a huge crowd person.
Okay, you don't like big crowds of people.
So that took a lot to get used to.
Oh, yeah, especially when you go to some of those popular tourist places like people do when they first come here.
All right, well, we have talked about our experiences.
That's us.
We are about to find out about a new kind of experience for some new comic characters we have. So let's get started.
Culture shock.
Trash time.
Simon and Lucia are moving into their new home. Simon is carrying boxes full of things into the apartment. Lucia is taking things out of more boxes on the floor.
You have lots of stuff.
Well, I'm new here. I need it.
They have finished unpacking. There are lots of empty boxes on the ground. Simon is hot.
It's really hot in Taipei.
You'll get used to it.
Simon hears music outside. He is excited.
That sounds like an ice cream van. I'd love some ice cream.
Simon heads outside.
Simon, wait!
Simon is outside, but he only sees a trash truck. Many people are bringing their trash outside.
This isn't an ice cream van. It smells like rubbish.
Lucia comes out to join him. She is carrying some bags.
These are trash trucks. Their music lets people know it's trash time. We throw normal trash in one truck and recycling in the other. Help me out.
Lucia and Simon throw out their trash.
Does everyone throw out their rubbish like this?
In some buildings, you take your trash to the basement, or someone collects it for you. These trucks come at the same time almost every day.
I have a lot to learn about living in Taiwan.
Word power!
Trash. Trash. I need to clean up my room and throw out all of this trash. I need to clean up my room and throw out all of this trash. Music. Music. Loud music is fun to dance to, but it can hurt your ears. Loud music is fun to dance to, but it can hurt your ears. Building. Building. Taipei 101 is the tallest building in Taiwan. Taipei 101 is the tallest building in Taiwan. Basement. Basement. You need to go downstairs. Our washing machine is in the basement of our house. You need to go downstairs. Our washing machine is in the basement of our house.
认识词汇
Stuff Normal Recycling
All right, so let's introduce our new characters.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. The first one is Simon. He's from the UK.
Okay, from Great Britain.
Mm-hmm. And he's new to Taiwan. He's got a job at an international company, and he's living with his girlfriend, Lucia, or
okay.
Lucia.
All right.
All right, so Simon is friendly. He loves getting to know new places.And he gets a little confused easily.
It's easy to get confused in a new country.
Yeah.
Especially when there's a new language to sort of work into all the other new things. And how about that girlfriend, Lucia? Let's find out about her. It says she's from Taiwan, but grew up in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay.
Ah, okay. So she would be an ABC or CBC, as they're sometimes called.So she now lives and works in Taipei.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks people from different countries should learn more about one another. So she's probably more of an international childhood than her friend Simon, but both of them are going to be experiencing a lot of new things in the next little while.
That's right, including this. It says here, Simon and Lucia are moving into their new home. Simon is carrying boxes full of things into the apartment. Lucia is taking things out of more boxes on the floor, and she says, you have lots of stuff.
Sounds like me.
All right, so what is stuff? Stuff is a word that we use to talk about a group of things. Now, we use it when we don't know what the things are, or we don't know what they're called. Or we use this word when it's not so important to say what the things are.Now, we can use the word stuff to talk about any type of thing. You have a lot of stuff in this box, for example. You could say there is a bunch of stuff to eat on the table, lots of different foods.
Yep.
Or there is a lot of stuff to do before we go on vacation, packing, buying tickets, booking hotels.
That's
all
right.
Those things.
So all this stuff, they could be nouns or it could be verbs, a list of things you have to do.
Right.
A lot of stuff to do today. But notice when we use stuff, we're always talking about things in the plural. Okay. So you never have to put an S on the end. You would never say stuffs because when you say stuff, the idea is it's more than one thing. All right. So don't put the S on the end ever. All right. Anyway, so they're lifting and carrying all this stuff into the new apartment. Simon says, well, I'm new here. I need it.
He seems
to feel that if he's new in the country, he needs more stuff. When he says he's new here, we're not saying he's a baby or anything like that. He's a new little person. But he's new here in Taiwan. That just means he has arrived here recently. He moved here from another country not too long ago. So if you've been living in a place for maybe just a few months, you could say, I'm new here. After a year or two, you're not really new anymore.
Right. Okay, so we know who they are.
Yes, we do.
What they're doing.
They're moving in.
Now, they're kind of finished. They're almost finished unpacking. There's lots of empty boxes on the ground. And Simon, you know, new to Taiwan, not quite used to the weather.
He says,
it's really hot in Taipei.
Absolutely. If he's from Great Britain, I'm sure the temperature is very, very different. Much warmer here. Than it is there. Lucia, well, I get the feeling she's been here before.
Yes.
Maybe to visit on a holiday, or maybe she has relatives here, because she says to Simon, you'll get used to it. Okay, you'll get used to it. Now, to get used to something, this phrase basically means to become more comfortable or familiar with it. Right now, it's new. It's maybe something you're surprised about, something that's a little difficult, and you're like, oh, I don't like this new thing. But after some time goes by, after you adjust and sort of accept that, well, that's just the way it is, then you are getting used to it, all right? And then, once that's all happened, then you would say, I'm used to it now, all right? Before it was weird and new and strange, but now it's very normal. I'm used to it.
All right. So we know it's hot.
It is.
And, of course, there's something that you always might like to eat when it's hot.
Okay, so can't imagine what that is.
If we look in our magazine, we might see in the picture that Simon hears something. He hears some music outside. And he gets really excited.
Why?
Because, you know, in the UK or North America, Simon says, that sounds like an ice cream van. I'd love some ice cream.
Ah, yes. Mm. Trucks playing music in the streets in other countries does often mean
ice cream.
The ice cream truck is going around your neighborhood. And, of course, being from Britain, from the UK, that's what Simon thinks. So we see that Simon heads outside, or he goes outside. He's through the door, running down to the street, probably with his money in his hand.
Ice cream.
Expecting a nice, cool, delicious ice cream. As Lucia sees him run out the door, she, I think, knows what the problem here is. So she says, Simon, wait! In other words, Simon, slow down or stop. Don't rush outside. It's not what you think.
It's not ice cream. And of course, we see here in our magazine, Simon's outside, but he doesn't see the ice cream truck or ice cream van. He sees a trash truck.
A garbage truck?
And there's a whole bunch of people outside bringing out their trash.
Yeah.
And he says, this isn't an ice cream van. It smells like rubbish.
Or the world's worst ice cream.
Now, of course, rubbish here is a noun, and this is a UK English word for garbage. We would say garbage or trash in North America. Now, rubbish or garbage are things that you are going to throw out because they're old, broken, or they're just not used anymore.
That's right. They might understand garbage can, but if you're looking for something like that in the UK, maybe say rubbish bin.
Yeah.
Rubbish bin. It's the same thing, but yes, that is the more common term. All right, so he's run outside. He sees the garbage truck, smells the garbage, and there is no ice cream around.
Nope.
So the next thing that happens, we read Lucia comes out to join him. She is carrying some bags. She's probably got the right thing. And yes, she says, these are trash trucks.
Yes.
All right, trash trucks, as we mentioned, they're also maybe called garbage trucks as well. Trash is a word power word for today, so let's check it out. It's spelled T-R-A-S-H, T-R-A-S-H, trash. And of course, this is a noun, a smelly noun. Okay, so earlier we mentioned rubbish, we mentioned garbage. Here we have trash. Trash is basically the same as garbage or rubbish. It's things you don't want, things you're throwing away. They're used, they're broken, they're old. It's food that you're not going to eat and you don't want it to start to smell. All of that kind of stuff that you don't want. These days, of course, some of our trash is a little bit more useful. We call that recyclable trash or garbage. But generally, it's anything that you don't want in your house. And, you know, most people will throw out 3 or 4 bags of trash every week. For example, I need to clean up my room and throw out all of this trash. Is that me saying that? It could be. I need to clean up my room and throw out all this trash. Oh, boy.
All right. Well, they are trash trucks. And, of course, Lucia continues and she says, their music lets people know it's trash time.
That's right.
Now, of course, everyone in Taiwan knows this already, but Simon is new here. He doesn't know that the trash trucks play music. Music is a noun. It's spelled M-U-S-I-C, music. Let's find out what these trash trucks are playing. All right, let's talk about the noun music. Now, music is the sounds that people make when they play an instrument, such as a piano or a guitar or a violin. Or music can be when people use their voices to sing. Now, there are lots of different types of music. I'm sure you like to listen to different music than your parents, for example. My personal favorite type of music is rock and roll. Here's an example sentence. Loud music is fun to dance to, but it can hurt your ears. Loud music is fun to dance to, but it can hurt your ears. All right, so music garbage trucks.
Yes.
Musical garbage trucks.
This is something we should mention because maybe in China, do they do that? I don't know, but I've never been to another country where the garbage trucks play music in the evening. People go out. Normally, you put it in a big can, put that near the road or behind your house. And in Canada, they usually come around 4 or 5 in the morning and pick up the garbage. But of course, here in Taiwan, we take part. It's a little bit more exciting, that's for sure. And so Lucia is explaining this whole system to Simon because for him, this is all very, very new. Mm-hmm. She says, we throw normal trash in one truck and recycling in the other. Mm. We don't really have to explain this to you. Normal trash, things like old food and stuff like that. And the recycling would be plastic, glass, paper.
Right.
So yeah, it's normal trash, the kind of thing you throw out every day because you can't recycle it. You can't use it for any other reason. Normal's an adjective, and it's just an adjective we use to talk about things that are not special or strange or unusual. They're typical, they're common, they're normal. So all that normal trash will just end up in the city garbage dump. But then there's the other kind of trash, that more special stuff that we send off for recycling.
That's right. So recycling has two meanings. Now, the first is the process of taking a current product and changing it into something else. For example, this is what we do with old bottles. We change the bottles into a different product with the same plastic or glass. Now, the second meaning for recycling is what we're using here. It's to talk about all the things you want to recycle. So in your house, you have a trash can, and you probably have a bag for glass, a bag for paper, a bag for plastic, etc. Now, what we would call the things in these bags recycling.
Okay, so it's like garbage, but it's just garbage that can be recycled. Recycling. All right, so help me out. Help me out, Lucia says to Simon. Since they're moving in, they're probably cleaning a lot.
Lots of
probably
bags.
Probably have a little bit of extra garbage. Yeah, to help somebody out is just to help them. So she could say, help me, or she could say, help me out.
Right. All right, so we see in the magazine, Simon is helping Lucia throw out the trash, and he asks, does everyone throw out their rubbish like this?
Maybe he's thinking if it's an area with a lot of tall buildings and lots of people, they do it one way, but in other places they don't. And that's kind of the case. Lucia explains, in some buildings, you take your trash to the basement. Oh, okay. Yeah. So yes, in some places, these special buildings, you take your trash to the basement. Maybe you don't have to go out when you hear the truck. Someone in the building will do it for you. But these would be large buildings. I think big apartment buildings. And building here is a word power word. B-U-I-L-D-I-N-G. It's a building. It's big. It's got to be a noun. A building is just basically anything that people build that we go inside and do things in. Buildings have walls, roofs, windows, doors, things like that. But apart from that, they come in all shapes and sizes. Taipei 101 is a very, very tall building. My house at home is not a very tall building. You can have stores, you can have factories, universities, hospitals, airports, all of these things are located in buildings of various different sizes and shapes and styles, but they are made by people, they have walls, windows, doors, and we go inside them to do things. For example, Taipei 101 is the tallest building in Taiwan. Taipei 101 is the tallest building in Taiwan.
All right, so some buildings, you take it downstairs. Some buildings, you don't have any garbage. You have to take it to the truck yourself.
You and can some put it in front of the building sometimes, yeah.
Some people have a garbage place in their basement, in the building basement. Now, basement is a noun. It's spelled B-A-S-E-M-E-N-T, basement. Let's find out what this word means. All right, a basement is a room that is under the main level of a building or house. Now, in Taiwan, the basement is usually where people park their cars. You might know a basement because it says B1, B2, B3. In the U.S. and Canada, it's normal for houses to have basements that are used as rooms for people to play in or to keep extra things. Here's an example. You need to go downstairs. Our washing machine is in the basement of our house. You need to go downstairs. Our washing machine is in the basement of our house. All right, so those are some options. Mm-hmm. What is one more?
That's another one. Mm-hmm. And one other mm-hmm. is someone collects it for you. It says, mm-hmm. or someone collects it for you. You mm-hmm. might take it out yourself, bring it to the basement, mm-hmm. or someone collects it for mm-hmm. you. Someone you might pay on your own, or someone who collects the garbage for everyone in the building.
Right.
But no matter who it is or how they're doing it, to collect is to bring a bunch of things together, mm-hmm. all right? Before you go to school in the morning, for example, you might collect all the books that you need, get mm-hmm. them together in one place, put them in your bag. In the same way, this person might go around the building, knock on every door, get everyone's garbage, and then collect it, bring it down together to throw it out just at one time.
Right. Okay, now Lucia continues. She says, these trucks come at the same time almost every day. No mm-hmm. Wednesdays, no Sundays, I think.
That's true, mm-hmm. and maybe a few holidays, but yes, most days of the year,
right.
they are there to pick up your trash, your rubbish. And mm-hmm. Simon, this is all very new for him, something that he used to think was so easy, mm-hmm. now takes a little bit of planning. So he says, I have a lot to learn about living in Taiwan. These
That's
are
right.
just some of those little weird things that we have to learn and get used to when we move to new countries.
That's right. Okay, now we'll find out more about Simon's first few weeks in Taiwan later in tomorrow's article, but now let's go to our magic box and then come right back for review time.
Magic box! 找亮点!
Hello everyone, 我是 Emily。今天我们要来聊聊一组字，是哪一组呢？就是 used to， 不是 used to 哦。use use 后面要记得加上 d 变成 used。今天要解释的 used to 有习惯于、适应于的意思。主要的句型呢是 be used to doing something。To 是介系词，所以后头记得要接上名词或者是动名词哦。像是我自己每个月都已经习惯读 A 加杂志的话，我就可以说 I am used to reading A plus magazines every month. I am used to reading A plus magazines every month. 那今天如果我以前读的是别本杂志，现在换成了 A 加杂志，有点读不习惯的话，又该怎么说呢？小提示，有否定词 not， 又该将这个 not 摆在哪里呢？没错，就是 be 动词的后方。因此呢，我读不习惯 A 加杂志，就可以说 I am not used to reading A plus magazines. I am not used to reading A plus magazines. 问句呢，当然就是把 be 动词往前移，变成 Are you used to reading A plus magazines?Are you used to reading A plus magazines? 你读 A 加杂志读的习惯吗？那其实呢 used to 当作习惯于、适应于的时候呢，还有另外一个常见的句型，也就是 get used to doing something。 那这里的动词 get 有逐渐怎么样、变得怎么样的意思，所以呢 get used to doing something就是在说逐渐变得习惯做某一件事情。延续刚刚的情境，今天呢我已经逐渐习惯读 A 加杂志的话，我就可以说 It took me a while to get used to reading A plus magazines. It took me a while to get used to reading A plus magazines. 要习惯读 A 加的杂志呢，花了我一点时间。那问句跟否定句的话呢，就是用针对一般动词 get 的方式加入助动词啦。Have you gotten used to reading A plus magazines? Have you gotten used to reading A plus magazines? 你已经习惯读 A 加杂志了吗？ No, I haven't gotten used to reading A plus magazines. No, I haven't gotten used to reading A plus magazines. 没有，我还是没有习惯读 A 加杂志。那今天讲了 be used to doing something 跟 get used to doing something 这两组字，你懂了多少呢？翻译看看下面这一句话吧。寒假已经结束了，你应该要习惯每天早上七点起床。The winter vacation is over. You blank. 这边的 blank 要填入什么呢？等一下就公布答案咯。
The answer is, you should get used to waking up at 7 o'clock every morning.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Review Time. We'll play a nice game of Hangman here today.
Okay.
All right. We have an 8-letter word today.
8-letter word? Dictionary.
No.
That's maybe 9 letters. sandwich.
Can you open that for me?
Sure.
Thank you. Sandwich, nope.
No. Angelina.
You're supposed to guess letters.
Oh, I'm supposed to guess letters. Okay. Is it one of our word power words?
It is.
Oh, well, you could have told me that. That makes it much easier. Trash, music, building, basement. B.
There is a B.
Is there a B?
There is.
I thought there was a B. Okay. N.
There is an N.
The letter N. Okay, but hang on. Hang on, I just realized that could be building or basement. Okay, so let's see. What's a letter that's only in one word, but not in the other word? U.
That is correct.
Aha! I've figured it out. Have you guys figured it out? It can't be basement, right? Because there's no U in basement, so it has to be building.
You got it.
Yay! Yeah. What do I win?
Nothing.
I just don't get hung.
That's right.
I guess that's a good prize.
All right, guys. We are all out of time for today, but there are lots more words in that article you guys can play with, so why don't you try that yourselves?
The next one's basement.
We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Culture Shock!
Trash time. Trash time.
Simon and Lucia are moving into their new home. Simon is carrying boxes full of things into the apartment. Lucia is taking things out of more boxes on the floor.
You have lots of stuff.
Well, I'm new here. I need it.
They have finished unpacking. There are lots of empty boxes on the ground. Simon is hot.
It's really hot in Taipei.
You'll get used to it.
Simon hears music outside. He is excited.
That sounds like an ice cream van. I'd love some ice cream.
Simon heads outside.
Simon, wait!
Simon is outside, but he only sees a trash truck. Many people are bringing their trash outside.
This isn't an ice cream van. It smells like rubbish.
Lucia comes out to join him. She is carrying some bags.
These are trash trucks. Their music lets people know it's trash time. We throw normal trash in one truck and recycling in the other. Help me out!
Lucia and Simon throw out their trash.
Does everyone throw out their rubbish like this?
In some buildings, you take your trash to the basement, or someone collects it for you. These trucks come at the same time almost every day.
I have a lot to learn about living in Taiwan.
Word power!
Trash. Trash. I need to clean up my room and throw out all of this trash. I need to clean up my room and throw out all of this trash. Music. Music. Loud music is fun to dance to, but it can hurt your ears. Loud music is fun to dance to, but it can hurt your ears. Building. Building. Taipei 101 is the tallest building in Taiwan. Taipei 101 is the tallest building in Taiwan. Basement. Basement. You need to go downstairs. Our washing machine is in the basement of our house. You need to go downstairs. Our washing machine is in the basement of our house.
认识词汇
Stuff Normal Recycling